We switched them around.
Here, take this. Somebody trade.
Last man in.
Here.
Last man. I think the snack tray.
Much better, much better.
Thank you, sir.
No, you're welcome.
Okay, city council meeting for Tuesday, June 16th. Call to order. Invocation by Pastor Kim Brenner from Orange Beach Presbyterian Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for this evening. Lord, we pray for the meeting ahead of us. We pray for the city council and all of the work that they do on behalf of this community. We pray for the mayor as he leads this city. We pray for all of our visitors, all of our residents, and all of the people who work and play on this island. Lord, tonight we especially lift up our police force. We lift up Chief Brown to you. As he gets installed, Lord, we pray for a special blessing of protection upon him, upon all of our officers, as they help keep our city safe, as they watch over us and protect us, Lord. We pray that you will watch over them and protect them. We pray that you will carry Chief Brown with you, giving him wisdom and discernment, kindness and patience. We pray that you will protect him from all harm. We pray this all in the name of your Son. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Are we voting on a raise tonight?
Yeah.
Why is the chief all dressed up?
Exactly.
All right, considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with six additional items, the first being approval of a liquor license for Fresh Off the Boat, the second approval of a liquor license for the Pantry at the Wharf, the third a resolution awarding the bid for Public Works Building Fire Sprinkler System, the fourth, a resolution authorizing a professional service agreement for baseball coaching. The fifth, a resolution authorizing performance contract for golf instruction services. The sixth, a resolution committing city share funding for LDOT TAP grant for sidewalk improvements. And the seventh, a resolution authorizing a memorandum of agreement with the Gulf State Park for lifeguard services.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering the previous minutes of a regular council meeting committee of the whole of 5/19/2020, there are no objections or minutes. Will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? If there are no corrections to the minutes, stand approved as written. Any announcements by the council?
Mayor, I would just like to call on Steve Alexander. He's got an announcement on behalf of the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber.
Thank you, Jerry. Mayor, council, just wanted to come before you today and let everyone know the exciting news that next Thursday, June 25th at 10 a.m., we will be holding the grand opening and the ribbon cutting of the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber in Orange Beach at the Wharf. I'd like to personally invite each of you council members to participate in the ceremony. This is a partnership between the Chamber, the City of Orange Beach, and the Wharf. The new office will actually allow us to provide direct service and enhanced support to the businesses in Orange Beach, as well as utilize our membership and the volunteer base therein to work with events here in the city moving forward. Our staff, the Chamber Board, and our members are very excited about this expansion. I'd like to just take a quick moment and thank you, Mayor Kennan, for your support, Councilman Johnson, for your guidance, and the rest of council for working with your chamber to make this awesome thing happen. As a special thanks also to Mr. Ken Grimes, Lanny, Matt, the rest of Public Works, as well as Mr. Jim Bibby and Lance Alexander. These are truly exciting times as Orange Beach has been leading the way to getting back to business, and this partnership will only make our businesses stronger. So please come and join us on June 25th, next Thursday at 10 a.m., for our ribbon cutting of the new office. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Thursday at 10 o'clock, we will have a groundbreaking for the new freestanding emergency room on County Road 4, which for us is a really big deal.
Yes.
Sure is. Yeah.
And as y'all have heard me say many times before, once we're up and running with our wonderful EMS services and response, we could have you from your house in the emergency room in hopefully 10 to 12 minutes with an emergency situation. So that's a huge, huge plus for our folks. All right, anything else, Ken?
Chris, you ready? So, Mayor, we'd like to show just a quick video of today's dedication of the flagpole at Sportsplex with John Davis. John, let me know you raise the flag quickly and down slowly.
Congratulations to John.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Chris, for getting that done in a short period of time. So, okay, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
In discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
In discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay. Moving to presentations. First reading. Ordinance appointing Steve Brown as Chief of Police for the City of Orange Beach, Alabama.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson? Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Absolutely.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes, sir.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is where we get to ask questions.
All of his family members are here, so let's fry him.
Roast him, yeah.
Yeah, is Chief Vissel? Well, didn't Chief Vissel, wasn't he coming?
He's right there.
I'm right here.
There he is.
And Billy Wilkins, are you in the back?
There's Billy.
Come on up, Billy.
Former Chiefs.
Thank you, Billy.
Chief Vissel, why did you hire him? And Billy, why did you keep him? Come up to the microphone. We want to hear this story.
Tell everybody who you are, Chief, and what your history was.
Yes.
Come on in, Billy. So we see you, man.
Chief Bibby's here, too.
You want going back to the Ark? Let me just start by saying I had a lot of experience, 36 years in law enforcement total. I was lucky when I was a lieutenant in Montgomery. The city of Montgomery sent me to school at Northwestern University for a year. During that time, I studied training, the administration of training programs, interviewing, teaching techniques. When I came back, I served on the interview board to hire new police officers in Montgomery, and I did that for 2 years. And when you do that on a regular basis, you get to see characteristics in people that you're looking for to hire. But I tried to look beyond that. I tried to hire not only a person to do a police officer's job, but somebody that could develop into a supervisor or maybe higher. And I found that at Steve when I interviewed him for his position as police officer. So that's why I hired him. And I've got to confess that I have no idea why Wilkins kept him. But he did a fantastic job for me, and I know he has for the city. And yes. I'm very proud of it.
Yes.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here very much. Your turn, Billy.
Billy.
Well, it was pretty obvious from the start that he should be kept and that he had great things coming. And it was kind of a family affair with Steve. He kept Osa, too, and both of them did a great job. And one thing I want to recognize again, I had 40 years. I had Bob beat about a couple of years. But after 30 years of working, this was the best 10 years of the 40 years I had here, and I appreciate it. And it wasn't hard to have a good department here because it was very easy to build on what Bob had done for me. There were fantastic people here working for me as a large part, and the council never did anything except support me. And so I really appreciate that to this day. But Steve was a very big part of it from the start. He knew what he was doing. His integrity was impeccable. Never had but just maybe a couple of minor blips in his career. Everybody has to learn, and I am so proud that y'all recognized that this go around and kept it down home, and I don't think that you'll regret it ever. Steve, congratulations. Where are you? Right there? Okay. I'm so proud of you. You earned every bit of it, and Osa, you were behind him the whole time. I love both of you. If there's anything I can do for you,
exactly,
please let me. Jim, good to see you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, I guess now is the time. If there's anyone who objects to this union, let him speak now forever hold his peace.
Hey, before we do go through with it, I just do want to say one thing. Where we are right now in our country that we're all watching nightly, not just with the COVID, but just the complete dysfunction of what everything we think is normal. The prayers and the gratitude and the support, Chief, for you and every one of you standing here and the rest of the guys that aren't here and girls, ladies, our hearts go out for you. We love you. We pray for you. We are behind you 1,000%. And not only would we stand behind you, we'd probably stand behind you with our own guns. And I just want to say, there's not enough words to express the gratitude of being in this city and being in this city with you, this entire police force. So thanks to all of you. This is a big time.
Yes. So, thank you.
And I want to echo, you will never be alone as long as this mayor and council's here.
Yeah.
I give you our word. I think y'all know that. So, all right. I guess
we need a vote.
Steve, you sure you want it? You got to work with me now. you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay. Gave you warning. Okay. I say call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations.
Try to do this without getting emotional on you, because now y'all need to see that. But first, I want to thank everybody that's lining that back wall, not just sworn officers, but dispatchers, corrections officers, support services,
yes,
and any other first responder that's back there. I started off as a dispatcher. I worked for a while in corrections, and obviously I've been a sworn officer for over 25 years. But I learned from communications, I learned from corrections, and obviously I've learned this job. I want to thank Mayor and Council for entrusting me with the leadership of your department. It is your department. You've only given me charge to maintain it, run it, equip it, and make sure that we have the appropriate personnel. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm truly humbled by the support of the men and women of this department. And the previous chiefs that I've learned under. They're not the only ones. I've worked in other departments, and from those chiefs I have learned things that I carry with me today. From the first, starting as a law enforcement explorer all the way up to where I'm at now, I've worked my entire career to get where I am. And I couldn't have done it without men such as Chief Wilkins and Chief Vinson. Chief Vinson hired me. And when I sat in his office, which is now occupied by Chief Kimmerling in the fire admin building, he sat there and talked to me and asked me several questions. And I'm kind of like, so do I got the job? And he said, I do. First, I needed to see if you could sell yourself to me, because if you can't sell yourself to me, you can't sell yourself to somebody on the street. And I have never forgotten that. But I thank you, Chief Vinson, Chief Wilkins, Mayor and Council. Thank you again. It is my pleasure to serve this community. I have for over 27 years, because prior to being a full-time employee, I was a part-time radio operator and a reserve officer. And if my body wasn't sitting behind a mic in Robertsdale, I was down here in a patrol car on my time, because I love what I do. And I love the people that I work with. And I'm going to do the best job that I can for them. In 2005, I stood in front of you, the council at the time, asking you to hire within. The council at the time went outside, and I understand that. You have decisions to make. The point I made to council at time was, when someone comes to work here, ultimately I would hope they're all working to attain a high level, be it a supervisor or ultimately a chief. That's the direction I've been working on my career. But if we don't have that opportunity within the agency that we work for, what are we really working toward? Little did I know in 2005, 15 and a half years ago, that I would be that one. And for that, I'm grateful. And thank you. One more thing. As soon as I sat down, I thought about it. My family that has supported me throughout this, not only my parents, friends, and other family, but OSA, who has given 25 years of service to this city and retired, and my daughter, where I've missed things that she wanted me to do, although she has eaten up a lot of my time. But I love her for
Steve,
it.
Steve, could you introduce all of them, please?
I'm sorry. Everyone knows OSA. My daughter, Shelby. And my grandson that was looking for Papa during the prayer, and I apologize. My mother, Ann, my father, Philip.
Welcome, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again. Sorry.
Well, thank you, OSA. We know where the power is. We get it. But you put in many a year there too, so thank you very much.
Exactly.
It's special.
Do you want to get some pictures?
If the chief does, that's up to him.
Chief, you want some pictures with the family and everyone?
Sure. Yeah, don't want to waste a good suit, do you?
Exactly. We need a picture with the council too. Yeah, that's it. Y'all all get
I'll take it.
We can't use any of those.
Do y'all see Osa? Here she comes.
He's a future. All right,
moving to new business miscellaneous.
In addition, approval of restaurant retail liquor license, fresh off the boat, Pedro Beach Boulevard.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Approval of retail beer, off-premises retail table, off-premises liquor license, DMP, the pantry at the wharf.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution. Resolution to support the Safe Harbor Animal Coalition, $35,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Thomason Engineering, perform professional construction engineering inspection services, proposed Lauder Lane, not to exceed $6,480.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a service agreement. Addenda, Harbor Communications, fiber to fire station number 2, U Public Works facility.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a service agreement. Addenda with Harbor Communications, increased bandwidth, Orange Beach Event Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for the baseball and softball complex. Okay, entertain a motion to postpone.
Move to postpone consideration until next council meeting on July 7th.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for Public Works Building Mechanical Works Suncoast Builders, $126,868.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition, resolution awarding the bid for Public Works Fire Sprinkler System, Alabama Fire Protection, $79,156.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition, resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement. Pete Rancott for baseball coaching services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Yes. We're paying him. Is that $3,400 that comes out of Expect Excellence?
I think that is Expect Excellence, yeah.
That's Expect Excellence.
Yeah. Yeah, that's our, he's our assistant baseball coach. And for those of you who don't know, Pete was head baseball coach at UAB for 13 years, and I think in the Arizona, the professional organization.
Minor leagues.
Which one? Right. Which was it?
I believe he was with the Twins.
I can't read.
One of those.
Yeah.
It's not Alabama football. So
yeah. But extremely qualified, wonderful guy, baseball coach.
Good.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition, resolution authorizing execution of a performance contract, Alex Huffman. Huffman Golf Instruction Services.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Additional resolution to provide commitment to construct sidewalk improvements and ensure payment of the city share funding as awarded by Alabama Department of Transportation through Transportation Alternatives Program.
Go ahead, Chair.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition, resolution authorizing execution of memorandum of agreement, Gulf State Park for lifeguard services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we'll move to public hearings. All right, our first public hearing has, there's been a request to reschedule for October 20th, 2020. So someone will make that motion.
Move to postpone the public hearing until the council meeting on October 20th, 2020.
Come on, somebody second this.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor? Yes. All opposed?
No. Is that correct?
No.
We call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
No.
Councilmember Johnson?
No.
Councilmember Mitchell?
No.
Councilmember Blaylock?
No.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes. So that was scheduled for tonight?
Yep. So that means it is not postponed.
Okay.
And we are going forward.
All right, let's move forward. Griffin.
In an appeal, generally staff does not provide the appeal. The appeal is generally provided by the entity who is actually coming in front of council to appeal to state their case. So staff has no report to provide for an appeal. It has to come from the applicant. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing to present to council without them being present.
So they are not here at all?
They're not here?
They could not come.
They have a representative.
I believe they have a representative.
Oh, you are here. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I am here. Matter could have been postponed. My name is Alvin Hope. I'm with the law firm of Amanda Cooper and Gale, representing Broadway Group. I want to thank the mayor, Kit, and Ken for the time they gave us earlier, I guess late May, in anticipation for this event here. We don't have the information we like to have to present to you at this point. The conversation we had with the mayor and others was very informative. I understand the Planning Commission and the Council had some concerns about safety with respect to Canal Road. We understand that. We'd like to gather information, traffic study, see if we can redesign the site development. We think that we can address the safety concerns. When the developer bought the site, he bought it with the understanding that it was zoned appropriately. Did his due diligence, move forward, and I guess was never fully appreciated the safety concern. So, I mean, I really don't have a case to present before you today. We respectfully disagree with some of the assumptions that were made with respect to safety. Fair, but we wanted to actually bring some evidence to perhaps maybe give you a different perspective. And if you had that evidence, that information, and you still came to the conclusion that it was an unsafe environment, well, then we would just have to exhaust the process, I suppose. But at this point, kind of unfair fight, not to suggest that it is. I just don't have the information. I think we need to make a compelling argument at this stage. So I would ask for you to reconsider the postponement, because all I can submit to you at this point is perhaps a memorandum of our positions as to why we think the decision should be in favor.
May I ask a question?
Please.
Why so long? Why could you not do that in a month?
We can be flexible.
I mean, October's a long time to postpone something.
I understood. Well,
I just did not understand asking for that long. You should be able to get those studies done pretty rapidly, I would think.
Fair enough. I think September would be, I'm sure we'd have that information back by then as well. We understood that you all were also trying to identify some information in terms of the widening of Canal Road, whether that would reduce some of the stress or concern on that. This traffic study, I think, could be ready as early perhaps as August. I'm not the expert in that, but I've heard August. If we need to accelerate that, then perhaps we can. But I just want to make sure we have all the information you need to make an informed decision, and for us to at least try to avoid having to take this matter further if necessary. So we can be flexible on extending the time, or I guess compressing the time period. There was nothing specific about October other than trying to get on the other side of perhaps certain events.
Thank you, Alvin. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Griffin, do you have anything to present on this? Do we have a presentation or?
We do not.
I mean, this is a very unique appeal. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what I think about Dollar General, pro or con. This is about an administrative process. The applicant has made the request, which they're not required to do, and they made a request to postpone it. So at this point in time.
Could I ask Griffin? This is their first ask?
This is the first.
On this project?
I believe so.
Did we have postponements in any of their other projects?
Are you talking about any of the Broadway Group projects?
That. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if you can think off the top.
We have to research that. Mm-hmm. They are from out of town.
Right.
This public hearing was postponed originally from, I think it was in back.
Oh, that's
I
cool.
think it was. It dealt with it during the pandemic.
Situation. Because yeah.
of the
mm-hmm.
pandemic.
And they could not travel.
So they've had since April, and they're asking now. Okay. I'm just trying to get mm-hmm. things straight in my head.
Is August too much? This is an appeal to postpone till October 10th?
20th.
20th? Excuse me. 20th? So is it too much to ask that you have your plan back in front of us in July, early August?
It'll be a much better option than the one I have today, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, this is just a postponement to this date. We can reset the date according to parliamentary procedure, Robert's Rules of Orders. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just putting that out there.
Why don't we look at September?
Sooner the better.
So your choices are for August, you have August 4th, August 18th, September 1st, and September 15th.
September 1st? I'm good with that. I'm just one person up here.
I would like to see it come back sooner rather than later.
Sooner?
I'm okay with the first.
I'm
but
too.
They've had a lot of time, and
I know.
Just
yes.
I don't understand mm-hmm. why we're.
You want to say August?
We're not dragging our feet, so we're not trying.
I understand, but I just. There's been time, and it doesn't seem like the time's been utilized. So. But I'm okay with September 1st.
The
community is very much wants.
We didn't have to reschedule anything for holidays this year. Labor Day is not until September 7th, so the following
gotcha.
Week.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate the community's concern, and I do. But also want to make sure that we dot the I's and cross the T's
sure.
when we have a subjective denial and have not followed through with all the information on the table and every possible step to show that the decision we made was a legitimate decision. And I don't know that we've done that because we do have a major road construction project being engineered on Canal Road. I think that is a part of the discussion and decision, and that needs to be discussed. At that point, if the council so deems the Planning Commission decision to be correct, I have no problem with that. That makes perfect sense. But my job as mayor is to make sure, in my humble opinion, that we do everything we need to do to make sure the applicant's a fair shot and that we're not put at some type of risk by not doing that. So that's where I stand on it. So,
but
it's all's decision to make.
I agree with you. I just don't want to be led and then them come back again and say, we need to postpone again. We need to reach a resolution at some point.
We really do.
I understand.
And as for the community, I think you're exactly right. Tremendous anxiety and angst.
Yeah, there is anxiety.
I would love to have this behind us, I promise you. But again, I just want to make sure we do everything by the book. Yes, sir, Robert.
So,
I tell you, let me just do this. I'll go through the public.
Because
actually, since we're in it, we still have the opportunity to postpone, but I'd like to hear from the community.
Yes.
Go ahead, Robert.
So,
Thank you, Robert.
And I don't think any of us in any way is saying the Planning Commission was wrong nor right.
No.
I think we're trying to come unbiased to the table for an appeals.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, is our administrative duty is to be unbiased and to hear it as if we'd never heard it before. But I don't want there to ever be something on the backside. Well, you made a decision prior to a major change or a major whatever that might show itself down the road. So, but if someone would like to make a motion to reschedule for September,
I move that we postpone to September 1st, 2020. Is that the first council meeting, Renee?
It is.
Okay.
When is Labor Day?
September 7th.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay. It passes weekly.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Okay, public hearing for the Beach Village PUD modification. Griffin.
Yeah, this is for Beach Village. It's located on the north side of Perdido Beach Boulevard, west of the village of Tannen. Development has 69 cottage lots. The cottage lots were approved to have a front setback of 10 feet and side setbacks of 5 feet and a rear setback of 5 feet, but those with drainage easements had a 10-foot rear setback. But this modification deals with the side setback, and the applicant is requesting a setback encroachment allowance of 2 feet into the 5-foot side setback for exterior stairs and porch. The encroachment will leave 3 feet between stairs and porch in the side property line and 8 feet between it and the neighboring cottages. If we next slide, just shows the project area where it's located. Next slide. This is the plan unit development master plan that was approved in 2016. And the next slide is the plot plan that was submitted for this application request, showing the houses where the stairs are going to be located and just the 2-foot encroachment into the side setback. Anybody have any questions?
So it's each for each of those four lots?
Well, it's going to be for the overall development. For this overall. Is just for illustration for how it's, because we asked to see how it's going to be, you know, cottages next to each other, how it would look.
Yes.
And so it would show it's going to be on just, you know, one side. We didn't want two stairs next to each other.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? All right. Anybody in the community like to speak? The floor is open. Okay, if not, we'll close the public hearing. All right. Moving to a public hearing for the Wharf PUD modification reader board sign. Griffin.
This is a request from the Wharf for approval of a PUD modification to approve the reader board sign as provided by the Third Amendment and Restated Development Agreement dated December 13, 2019. The reader board is located at the northeast corner of the intersection of Foley Beach Express and Wharf Lane. Per the agreement, the reader board sign would be regarded as a freestanding sign, and this PUD modification will address the nonconformity aspects of sign area, sign height, site, sign width, and structure size. The PUD modification will also permit the continued use of electronically programmable periodic changes of message content. If we go to the next slide, this just shows where it's located on the property. Next slide. This was the elevations that were submitted in the with the sign permit in 2005, and next slide just shows an updated picture of the sign. And if you have any questions.
I'm still trying to figure out what, I mean, we've already got the reader board on there. I see it flashing every time. What mm-hmm. is this just a, say it again.
Ken Alexander, Community Development, and Wanda Cochran, if you could please bring her up, may be able to provide some additional counsel. But basically, there have been a number of agreements that have been made with the wharf owners. Mm-hmm. In those agreements, it referenced addressing this sign and bring it into compliance with the PUD master plan. And for whatever reason, it had not happened.
Okay.
And so this is, with the amended agreements that we had with the wharf, this is just sort of housekeeping to get the PUD up to date with regard to agreement with the amendment to the agreements with the wharf and getting it all.
Okay. Because of the numerous amendments.
Buttoned up. But yes, this sign has been here, and this is just a kind of housekeeping to get it into the PUD master plan. Wanda Cochran, would you agree?
I agree.
Thank you, Wanda, and thank you, Kit.
Any other questions for Kit?
Mayor, before we leave public hearings, I believe this lady wanted to speak about the Dollar General. Since we, did you want to speak?
Oh, I just wanted to say that I'm in favor of how the Planning Commission voted to defer it, and you know, I wish that you could have moved to, you know, have a vote tonight.
Tonight, okay. I figured you had come for the public hearing because you raised your hand, and I just didn't want to ignore you and
thank
let
you.
You know that we did see you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here because
we've
received numerous emails from folks, but thank you for being here personally. Okay.
Well, I can't see you, so I apologize.
she's
hiding. Okay. Now I see you. All right, well then we will close that public hearing. Moving ordinance, first reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Beach Village PUD modification. Okay, first reading. I'm sorry, that's the only one in front of us. So if there's no desire, if we'd like to wait 2 weeks, that's y'all's call.
Are we closing the public hearings and moving on to ordinances?
Yes.
That what you've done?
Yeah. Yes, okay. We are. Yeah, we're under ordinance. I just read it, Beach Village PUD. So it's up for unanimous consent to move forward to 2 weeks for a vote. That's totally
move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silver.
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson.
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd.
Yep.
Mayor Kenton.
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Councilmember
I'm sorry,
Silvers?
Call the roll, please.
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenton?
Yes. And I apologize, guy. My cheat sheet is split, so I read half of one and the second half of another. So we just voted on
the Beach Village.
PUD.
That's right.
So now the wharf PUD modification reader board sign.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson.
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd.
Yes.
Mayor Kenton.
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenan?
Yes. Okay. Mayor Tony, motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I call the committee of the whole meeting to order. Would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenan?
Here. Considering previous minutes of our work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 6-2-2020. Move those forward for review. Moving to resolutions. Resolution declaring vehicle City of Orange Beach a surplus. Donation property to town of Somerdale.
A 22-year-old truck.
Mm-hmm. I know they'll appreciate it, though.
And it's sitting out back. I meant to send y'all pictures, but this afternoon flew by. So,
thank you.
And David Wilson is very happy.
Yep.
Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Thompson Engineering, perform design, permitting, construction management, driveway improvements, commons retail establishment, analysis of a driveway access canal road state highway 161 intersection. And I think we've talked, we want to expand that entrance there at Cactus Cantina to three lanes because it is a nightmare right now and it's really hindering our ability to move traffic to the east and south. They're going to do a private-public partnership with us to do that. Mm-hmm. We're currently working to engineer a right decel lane starting in somewhere in the neighborhood of Pep Boys to move the traffic out of that southbound lane so that it won't be stopped, which well, there's a right turn currently in that southbound lane. Essentially, it's a zero-mile-per-hour turn. It backs traffic up. Yes. When it does, those in the north lane who are trying to merge can't merge, so now they stop to wait to get over, so it becomes a mess. So that's what we're trying to accomplish, is to keep that lane flowing south.
Are we working with the folks of the management company, owners of the commons? Are they are they listening to their business owners who are screaming to us about delineators? And
yeah, that's why we're doing this.
That's right.
It's a combination of we got to keep traffic flowing on Canal Road, and we want to help accommodate traffic in and out because right now they have no real left in except there, which even creates another issue. So it's a combination of things going on there.
I just want to make sure they were on board because I know those business owners have let me have it.
But any left turn going west or a left turn going, if you're coming, left turn going in or left turn going out is what I'm trying to say, is still difficult.
Yeah.
If, I mean, it's just a.
And it's not going to fix it.
It's not.
But what does happen is the folks who are trying to make a left turn out get in the middle of the driveway.
Yes.
Now folks can't make a right turn in, which backs up our traffic moving to the south.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, this is much better.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that sort of, I mean, we need them to improve that. They need us to help.
Yes.
So I think it makes sense. Okay. Resolution awarding the bid for Public Works Fuel Station. Set a public hearing date, summer salt PUD modification, 7/21/2020. Anybody have anything they'd like to say before we?
Mayor, what will we do with the fuel station that we have now? How will we have to mitigate that somehow?
I think that's on.
Because it's above ground.
It's above ground.
It's minimal, so it'll
it's
be
minimal.
Probably surplus certain pieces of equipment.
It's above ground, and it's got a retention wall in case there's spillage of a block wall or something like that. I don't know if it's lined or anything like that, but it's above surface. So.
And just on that, this fuel tank will be at the new Public Works
site.
Public
Works.
Right.
Eventually, we're going to propose another smaller tank back here to try to keep all the vehicles on the island.
Mm-hmm. So they don't have to behind go.
Yeah, somewhere near Fire Station 1. We just haven't gotten to that location yet.
How many miles is it from here to the new area? Do you know?
I don't know. I would guess.
Mr. Neese could probably answer that since he's representing Public Works tonight.
Close to 12.
Thank you.
I just wanted to introduce Alex Huffman, who is going to be the new junior golf coach at the Golf Center, and we appreciate that. It's a opportunity to keep a lot of the younger kids, as a parent with a young kid that I hope one day will be in golf, having the junior golf program and being able to grow that here in Orange Beach is a special thing. And so I just wanted y'all to have a face to who that was.
Thank you very much.
Welcome
Alex.
Aboard,
buddy.
Yes, we appreciate you.
Are you trained under Ray in Gulf Shores, Ray Schuster?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's awesome, man. That's good.
Yes.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Alex, you're a local product, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so he's local. And
what year did you graduate, Alex?
2003.
Yeah.
If you could guide your better golfers towards Baton Rouge and your other ones towards Tuscaloosa.
That's not part of the podcast.
Anybody else have anything else? I do want to go back to the public hearing. with Dollar General, because for the folks in that community, I don't want them to think that the delay is in any way an endorsement of the project.
That's right.
But because it is a very unique situation with a very unique ruling, we just want to make sure if we say no in the future that we have done it the right way and have no legal liability whatsoever moving forward.
Mayor, what is that land currently zoned for?
GB.
It is GB to the east and to the west, or just to the east?
To the east and west, I believe.
Where that old house is sitting at.
The property to the west is GB with a residential use.
That's right.
The house goes away. It is general business. You combine those two lots, you could have a fairly large complex. So it's something for us to think about how we move forward and how we work through that. Just looking ahead. But, again, I really want folks to carry it out there. We are not endorsing the project by delaying it, nor are we ruling against it. It is just making sure we do it the right way to cover ourselves, whatever our decision might be. So I think that's important that people know. All right. Anybody else have anything?
Could I ask that will you be working with them? Could you give us updates if they are working towards this traffic plan? I mean, like in a month or so, could you possibly just give us an update if they've called you and if they're working with you?
I will provide you an update regardless of whether they provide me information or not.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
There's really been no change whatsoever. The only change is now that we are looking that the three laning and the improvements to County Road are moving forward and coming ahead. With a, I guess I might as well announce, a 10-foot wide golf cart path, pedestrian path from Baylor Launch and Bear Point. So maybe that will relieve some of the Hatfield and McCoys between the runners, walkers, and the golf carts.
Yeah.
So, okay, anybody else? All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you. Good day.